for 9 minutes, and I say 9 tragic minutes, we know now that none of the Broward County police on the scene there at Stoneman Douglas entered the school building as kids and teachers were basically sitting ducks and being massacred. And then for 29 minutes, one of those police officers didn't enter, but told the others to, quote, stay 500 feet away, end quote, from the building where the shooting was actually occurring. And I know many people have asked this question, but I ask you, what in the world is going on here? Why are Islamic police officers unable to really swear allegiance to the United States of America, to U.S. law, and really protect United States citizens?
Now you, now, Brother Dahl, you have just raised a very interesting question. I believe that's probably the most powerful question that to be asked. Can we trust Muslims to be loyal to the laws of America and also remain loyal to the tenets of Islam? Is that possible? And my answer to that question is a resounding no, absolutely not. If they're going to be a loyal, faithful Muslim, they cannot be loyal and faithful to the laws of America because Islam will not permit it. They have a system that is an antithesis to the system of America. We cherish freedoms, freedom of speech, freedom of choice, freedom to choose who you worship or not worship at all. Islam does not give that permission at all. We get to choose who governs you. Islam doesn't give you that choice. Those choice and those rights, well, they're not rights. They are things that that you do not have rights to in an Islamic form of a system. And so when Muslims swear allegiance to the Bible or rather to the American Constitution to protect it, they're either lying or they are not a faithful Muslim. And I think that they're lying to us. I think that's been demonstrated time and time again.